Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 34th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
God revealed unto Abraham that they were going to have a son. Again, reminded him in verse number 17, and Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that it is 90 years old, bear a child? This laughing, I told you, was not out of unbelief. It was out of amazement, out of joy. He was so happy. However, Sarah's laugh was a laugh of doubt. In Genesis chapter number 12, I love this section of scripture also. When the Lord again told Abraham, you're going to have a son. And Abraham, and remember, Sarah was eavesdropping on him. I love that section of scripture. Abraham told Sarah, go fix us some breakfast. And I remember the Lord had visited him. And so while she was in there, she kind of do like a lot of you ladies do and just listen. Men were talking outside, and she kind of got a little nosy and listened. And she heard, look in verse number, what verse is that? Number, where are we at? I got it marked somewhere. 12, verse number 12. When the Lord revealed unto Sarah, Abraham, then Sarah laughed within herself. I am waxed old, and she's thinking to herself, I'm waxed old, shall I have pleasure, and my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, remember, Sarah's listening. And the Lord talked to Abraham, why is Sarah in there laughing? Is there anything, verse number 14, too hard for the Lord at this time appointed? It will be, there it is, at the appointed time we return unto thee, according to the time of life, Sarah shall have a son. Then verse number 15, and Sarah denied, saying, I didn't laugh. For she was afraid, but the Lord said, nay, thou did laugh. It was a laugh of doubt, of unbelief. Amazing picture here, because she laughed within herself. She didn't laugh out loud like Abraham did. I'm so happy. Sarah laughed within herself, and the Lord knew her thoughts. By the way, the Lord knows your thoughts, and the Lord knows my thoughts. We may keep it inside. We may not verbally. That's what happened in Sarah's case. I didn't laugh. Oh, yeah, you did, Sarah. I heard you. Well, it was a laugh of amazement in Abraham's case, a laugh of doubt in Sarah's case. But I like this. Look in verse number 6 of chapter 21. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all will laugh with me. So every time that word Isaac was mentioned, every time that name Isaac was given, now Sarah went from that laugh of doubt to that laugh of excitement and sharing the good news. This is my boy. She was so happy. And they would always remember the great joy they shared when Isaac was finally born. Let me try at least get down to verse number 7. Verse number 4. When Abraham circumcised the son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him, we know about in Genesis 17, 12. I won't go back there in Genesis 17, 12, where he commanded Abraham to circumcise Ishmael and all those people. Well, he did as the Lord commanded him, and circumcised Isaac at 8 days old, following God's command. I have a note here. It is very doubtful that there was ever a son more loved than Isaac. That's a big statement, but it's probably true. He was a son of promise. Remember, these were old folk, 100 years old and 90 years old. And I'm just wondering, because Abraham and Sarah had waited a long time for this promised son. And I'm sure that Isaac was the center of their attention from the day he was born till the day they died, Sarah and then Abraham. Isaac was the center of their attention. perhaps one of the most pampered kids that ever came along. Boy, they love, and that's what's so wonderful about the lesson we're going to learn here in a week or two about Abraham. I want you to take your son, Isaac, your only son, Isaac, and you're going to have to offer him. Wow. Nothing else I love more on this earth than my son, Isaac. Well, there's a lesson there we're going to look at in a couple weeks. But when he was 8 years old, he was circumcised. I like this as God had commanded. Verse number 5, and Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear me will laugh with me. And said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah would have given children suck? She was able to nurse at that old age, for I have borne him a son in his old age. I'll just introduce you to next week's lesson, because there's no way I can get the rest of this in the next 5 minutes. Look in verse number 8 and 9. And the child grew and was weaned. By this time, he was about 3 years old. Most scholars think that he was about 3 years of age when Isaac is weaned. Remember, she'd been nursing him for about 3 years. And Abraham made a great feast that same day that Isaac was weaned. Man, he's going to have a big shindig. Invited all family, all the friends, everybody going to come. We're going to celebrate Isaac is weaning. And then in verse number 9, and Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. By this time, Ishmael is about 16 years of age. He's about 13 years of age when Abraham bore Isaac. Isaac's about 3 years of age. That'd make Ishmael about 16. And boy, he's in the prime of being a teenager. Y'all can laugh about that if you want. And he started making fun of his little brother. Why is that? Now, we'll look at it a little more next week I just give you a taste of this. Part of that was probably because of Abraham and Sarah doting over Isaac those whole 3 years. Now, and nothing wrong, don't get me wrong, we'll explain it a little bit more next week. But do you know a lot of jealousy had to bound up in this kid's heart when he saw Isaac? He's no longer the only one in the family, Ishmael. Now here's this little new baby's come along, and mom and dad's all attention is on that new baby, and he's 3 years old or so, and he gives him the big birthday party. He starts saying, man, they never gave me anything like this. Remember the prodigal son? All kinds of things we could look at. We'll look at next week. And Ishmael was a picture of the flesh and the bondwoman. And Paul, we're looking next week about the Apostle Paul had something to say about this in the book of Galatians. About how, let me give you one other verse number 10, I'll quit, because we got to quit. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman. Remember, she was the one who started all this some 16 years ago. Cast this bondwoman out and her son, for the son of this bond this shall not be heir with my son. That's a powerful statement in that one verse. That's her son, that woman. This is my son. And let me tell you, it sounds bad, but as we read through here, she was absolutely right.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer. This Saturday evening, December 5th, at 6 p.m., the Kingsmen will be with us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you come out and join us for a great evening of music as the Kingsmen minister to us through song. That's this Saturday evening at 6 p.m., December 5th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there.